The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
That would be, me.
That's my signature.
I'm sorry I stole it.
Yeah, like some podcasters who shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
Big Fatty.
Uh-huh.
Fuck him! Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck him! Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1987 of BFO for the right day, the 4th of September 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, we got some voice letters, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Pig skinners, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It sounds like something you would do at the horror hotel, skin a pig. No, no, y'all, you are pig skinners today, because y'all, this weekend is the opening weekend of the NCAA college football sports ball. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, it started last night on Thursday night with a couple of games. Y'all, there's some sort of horny frogs that played and some cocks. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I'm just telling you, there's horned toads and cocks. And yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, but y'all, the sports ball, college sports ball, has indeed started for the 2015 season. And Big Fatty is excited. And I know probably that Georgia and Atlanta is excited. And I know that Mean Keen up there in the Washington, D.C., and maybe some others. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, in addition to the birth of the NCAA college football season this week, Big Fatty, y'all, we are celebrating. We are celebrating a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. He's a listener to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, it makes you very uncomfortable. Well, not as much anymore, because y'all, I think this weekend he becomes a teenager, but I may be wrong on that, but if not, he's close. And y'all, on Sunday the 6th, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the one and only boy genius. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the boy genius. It's true. And he is, you know, for those of you who don't know, that is the son of Princess Hana. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Princess Hana, too. It's true. And so, y'all, if you see Princess Hana, I don't know if the boy genius is on the Face Space or the Twitty, but y'all, if you see Princess Hana out there, pass along your wishes for a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal to her, to give to the boy genius. And Big Fatty, I hope Princess Hana is going to be making a big old pie. Big pie? Well, pizza pie. Oh, okay, well, that's very different. And a big old cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got home from the coal mine on Thursday, and y'all, there was a can waiting for me in the villa mailbox, and y'all was from a straight boyfriend. My straight boyfriend, straight Bob, big ready, we love straight Bob. It's true, and y'all, we're just going to open this up right now and see what straight Bob is. And big daddy, I hope it's vulgar. I like it when straight Bob sends you something vulgar. Oh, well, anyway, so do I. Big daddy. Y'all in Big Fatty, look, it's a celebration of exiting the birth canal card. And y'all, it says happy birthday. And y'all, there's there's the Hulk and the Captain America. I don't know what that red thing is. I don't know what that one is. And is it Thor with the big hammer? Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all on the inside, it says, Avengers Assemble. Let the birthday fun begin. It says, Bird Party. Late again, you really do have the worst boyfriend. I'd wish that you have a great day, but I already know you did. Hugs and kisses, BF. Your only international straight boyfriend in the Southern Hemisphere, XO Straight Bob. Big Fatty. No, I don't have a horrible straight boyfriend. I have a wonderful straight boyfriend. Yes, Big Fatty, he's just the sweetest thing. And, you know, it don't matter. You know, late again, Big Fatty, that only matters during a heavy flow. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said heavy flow. I can't believe you said heavy flow. Big Fatty, heavy flow. Y'all, inside the can, there's some scratch-offs. There's three of them. It's the Spot Some Cash. A scratch off where I went up to $25,000, and there's the that's a dollar card, and y'all, then there's a $2 card, and y'all, it is the wishing well, and I could win up to two times and win $30,000, or I could win $30,000 on the silver dollars. Yes, Big Fatty, and that's a $2 card also. So, Straight Bob, we will get around to scratching those, very soon. But the best part was the fact that you thought of Big Burger, thought of Big Fatty. It don't matter when it comes. Big Fatty, except when there's a heavy flow. Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler, and I've got a question for you, as long as you're back from the Scotlands by now.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the little Aussie battler down there in the future. It's Scotty. Scotty, what you got?
Okay, I know you're taking the junior coal miners over to Scotland for some sort of, I can't imagine how, but some sort of work trip. My question is, do you have to hold their hands when you're going over? Do you sit next to two of them on the plane and hold their hand in case they get scared, and then hold their hand to the hotel and hold their hand in the bus or whatever when you go to the military tattoo, blah, blah, blah. You know, are you surrounded by the baby coal miners 24 hours a day? That's my question. And the reason I'm asking is because I've just done a work trip and I was surrounded by my boss and another lady for every waking minute of the day, and it drove me bloody crazy. Bye.
Dear Gussie, yo, that is Scotty, the little Aussie battler from down there in the future. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And I heard on your little show that you were going to be doing some work travel, and that's just lovely. And by the way, this is an excellent question that you've asked, and a few of the details are incorrect. I did not take the junior coal miners over to Scotland. I took the elderly former coal miners over there, and instead of holding their hands and everything and all that kind of stuff, yeah, it was really just more like herding cats. Big Betty, did you say herding kitties? Oh, kitties!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Boy Genius.
We just wanted to call and say, Rabbit, Rabbit. Bye.
Big Fatty, y'all, that is the birthday. The birthday boy himself and Princess Anna. Y'all, is Princess Anna and the Boy Genius and a Rabbit, Rabbit to you too. Big Fatty, when did they call? I guess they called on the first. Yes, Big Fatty. But I hope that Boy Genius, I hope you got a big, exciting weekend ahead of you. And thank you so much for calling and wishing everyone a happy Rabbit Rabbit. Yes, Big Fatty.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton. Hi, Big Fatty. It's your favorite foul monkey. And I am calling you on my birthday to say thank you, danke, gracias, and bonjour, and what? I think that's Japanese for thank you. Or arigato. Thank you so much for your birthday wish. I really appreciate it. It was great to see you in Las Vegas. I always enjoy seeing your face. And I did listen to the show. I did not listen to it on my own, in case people are wondering. But I just wanted to say thank you. Melinda guided me in the right direction. Thank you, Mommy. Anyway, want to say I love you. Thank you once again for the birthday wishes. That was greatly appreciated. It made me feel really nice. So hopefully everyone is having a great time. And on that note, goodbye. Adios. Sayonara.
Dear, dear guys, y'all, that was Roger. That was Roger from the Stinky Orangutans. Big Fatty, I thought Gina was your favorite co-host. No, Gina was not my favorite co-host. Oh, Lord. Anyway, Roger, thank you so much for the call. I think it's the first time Roger has called the little show, but it was lovely to hear from you, and I hope you had a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope you had a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I made a list. Big Fatty, a list you're prepared of a couple of other things about lost wages that I forgot to mention, one of the things that was arranged for us with the Luxor by Tim. Tim is the director of sales and of marketing, I think, and y'all, he is in charge of all the LGBT initiatives there at the Luxor, and they're the premier LGBT hotel on the Strip, and y'all, they have something called Temptation Sundays, and y'all, they have the homosexual swimming hole parties. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, but lovely. It was absolutely lovely, and y'all, he arranged for everybody who had a Pride 48 name badge to get in for free. I don't know what it costs, but anyway, and y'all, he set aside one of the cabanas. There must have been, I don't know, maybe 20 cabanas, and people rent those out, but y'all, he set one aside just for Pride 48 folks, and y'all, several folks went out there during the afternoon, mainly, you know, the sexy ones like that Gary Bearden. Big Fatty, he gets as much dick and butt as you do. Well, anyway, he did that day. Y'all walked out there, and y'all, it was plenty of eye candy is all I gotta say. But y'all, it was just really nice. So if you're ever out there in the Lost Wages, think about staying over there at the Luxor, because they're very, very gay friendly. And y'all also want to mention that Amy Coles, you know, she, old Kodak, was our official photographer. Y'all, she is, now they're not up yet as I record this, but y'all, she is going to be putting up the pictures she took from Lost Wages. And y'all, you didn't have to be there to go look at these pictures, and y'all, there are pictures up from a couple of previous years if you want to go over there and look at them. And I'm going to give you the www for that. It's www.flickr, and that's FLICKR, there's no E in that, .com/photos/AmyColes, AmyColes. And y'all, then you look under the album name, Pride 48, and that's where the pictures will eventually be over there. So y'all, keep checking over there, and if I can remember, I'll let you know when they go up. There was another giftette that I received out there in Lost Wages, and I failed to mention it. The boys from the How Do You Do Pancakes, y'all, they brought me a bottle of liquor I barely know of. Y'all, it's Calvin. It's Calvin's favorite gin. The old gal's favorite gin is any gin when there's no vodka. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, but it's called Junipero, Junipero. And they brought me a bottle of the good Peter G tonic water and some limes. But y'all, I said I would love to share a drink with you, but y'all, we never got a chance to do that. And the last thing I want to say is, y'all, we just send out some good wishes to Tim in Alaska. He got a little ill there on the last night, but he's evidently back home and feeling much better now. But y'all, keep him in your thoughts and send well wishes. Oh, dear Cassie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, in the U.S. of A., it is Labor Day weekend. And y'all, that means it's the end of summer. Yes, Big Fatty, we got to put away our white shoes and our seal sucker suits. It's true. So, y'all, it's the last holiday weekend of the summer. Monday, a lot of folks will be off, but Big Fatty will be back at the coal mine slaving away. Yes, Big Fatty, and by slaving away, you mean, well, be back at the coal mine. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal and conscience and those darling children. Children, what do you say?
Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him, asshole.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just love those darling children.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.